The law's lead implementer, U.S. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, has been in Atlanta this week promoting Georgia's coming health exchange and urging Deal to reconsider the Medicaid expansion. She says expanding Medicaid would extend coverage to 700,000 low-income Georgians and bring billions in new economic activity.
The law was passed and signed in 2010. It was upheld by the Supreme Court last year. The president was reelected. We are implementing it. The law is the law.
Deal, however, says Georgia simply can't afford the expansion. The U.S. Supreme Court last year upheld the law, but gave states the ability to opt out of expanding Medicaid. Deal says he won't be bullied.
Instead of adjusting and accepting the Supreme Court opinion, it appears that the tactic is to try to intimidate states, which is exactly what the Supreme Court said that the federal act would not allow them to do.
Deal also opted out of managing the state health exchange. As a result, the federal government will do it for Georgia. The exchange is set to go online in October, though Deal believes it'll lead to higher premiums for those using it. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.